More of Like Effect Now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. The fourth annual Milwaukee Fashion Week opens this evening. It features 3 days' worth of design shows at the Pottawatomie Hotel. While it's a big deal for the designers and local companies who will be showcasing their work, fashion and design are a big deal year-round for many students at Mount Mary University, which has a long-standing fashion program.
That is where fashion designer Donna Rico studied before making her way in the business and founding her well-known dress company. More recently, though, she stepped away from the New York-based company, and today she is sharing some of the lessons she gained along the way with students at her alma mater, where she's now an executive fellow working with the fashion design program. She's also joining us every so often to share her experience. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
So I want to flash a little bit back to history and then look forward. We talked a bit about this the last time we chatted, but I'm kind of curious. You know, you're a kid growing up in Milwaukee. How did your own eye for design and style and fashion develop?
Well, it developed quietly. I didn't really realize I was developing an eye for style until I started to work in fashion and everything came together. But as a young person growing up in Milwaukee, I always loved sewing. I was passionate about looking through pattern lookbooks, and I learned about, you know, the various designers and the clothing that was available to sew. And that's really how I started to develop a feel for fashion and style by looking at those images and getting very excited about them. I also love to go shopping, and I love trying things on and looking at the different proportions, experimenting with color and fit. And I learned a lot about style just from working with it, having fun with it.
Is there a certain amount of intuition that has to play into it, that, you know, after looking at stuff and trying it on and making it, after a while you just sort of get to know what works well together and what doesn't?
Well, it is intuition, and it's kind of like knowing intuitively what's pleasing and what's right. And it's not just about, for me, it's not just about fashion. It's really about everything. Looking at a room, looking at a work of art. I just have a feeling that I know when it's right.
Do you have to know people also?
Well, certainly people are important in many ways in developing a sense of style. I'm a real observer of people. I love people. I love talking to people and listening as well. You can learn a lot and understand, you know, why someone chooses to wear what they wear, in this case, fashion. And I respect that. That's important information.
You're working in an academic environment. In fact, it's the academic environment where you did your formal training, if you will. Do you have to figure out maybe what you can teach and what really can't be taught, at least can't be taught in a classroom?
Right. Well, there certainly being in a classroom is important, I think, in any area. You do have to learn the basics, the skills, the rules, really, in any area of study. And in fashion, those would be pattern making, sewing skills, fit techniques, fabric quality and characteristics, color theory, history of fashion. All of that is necessary to learn, I think, and it doesn't come naturally.
Yeah, and so, I mean, your title is executive fellow. You're not teaching at Mount Mary, but maybe you are.
Well, it's not formally teaching. I was talking to my mentor at Mount Mary this morning. Every new employee has a mentor, Sister Marilyn Kessler, and I've talked to her in the past through the years, and she's wonderful. And she asked me the same thing, and I said, well, I'm not really teaching. I'm advising. I'm a resource. And she said, and I'm critiquing in the classroom. And she said, well, ultimately, you are teaching. So I guess I'm teaching in some way.
So I guess then the question is, as you interact with students, and we should say you're really just sort of at the beginning phase,
yes,
of this. What do you tell a student about, you know, what they ought to expect from their formal schooling versus what they're going to have to figure out either for themselves or once they land a job somewhere?
Right. Well, first of all, it's not easy being a fashion student, because if you choose to be a designer, for instance, you do have to learn those basic skills. And not every fashion student is interested in sewing or loves to sew. So I would encourage them to have, you know, to stick with it. And you do have to know enough about it to be able to be a better designer. But I would advise anyone who's thinking about getting into fashion is what you come with would be your passion for fashion or art, some ambition to want to work in this field. Those are things that can't be taught. Discipline, certainly, resiliency, and that intuition to know that once you have those basic skills that you've learned in school, your intuition can help you to break the rules and to understand, you know, how the people in the world works and how that can affect, you know, what you're creating. And I think that's an important thing that, you know, students should understand. There is a reason for school. You need the tools. But from there, it can launch you, you know, into your career. Confidence, which is gained by experience. I'm a big fan of experience. How can you become confident until you've made those mistakes, you know, and accepted them and learned from them and can confidently, you know, move along?
If I remember your own story correctly, part of it was being in the right place at the right time and getting the ear of the right people. Having been in the field now for the number of years that you have, do you see, has the career ladder changed at all for people who are getting into this field, or is a lot of it still being at the right, being in the right place at the right time and getting the ear of the right people?
Well, the way fashion is marketed and made and sold is really different from when I was a student and launching my career in fashion. I think that though, you know, students today have social media and the internet, and you know, I tell them when I visit the classrooms, I say, please try to look, you know, put that away, put your devices away, and just take some time to think about who you are and why you're here, and you know what your opportunities might be. I think that it's harder for a student today than it was for me because you have all of that information bombarding you. And it's even more important for someone to take that time to reflect and understand, you know, what are my passions? What do I like to do in fashion? You know, not everybody who studies at Mount Mary becomes a fashion designer. Some people become product developers. Some people become merchants in the fashion merchandising program. You learn about trend and line plans and you know, building a collection. So there's a lot of opportunities for them. But with social media, they've really, there's a lot more.
I wonder if one of the upshots of social media is, and I'm going to try to make this question not sound like, you know, these kids today, but I wonder if one of the upshots of social media is that there are young designers or people wanting to go into this industry who maybe think they have it all figured out before, you know, at a much younger age than you might expect someone to actually have had it all figured out.
Well, you know, that's the interesting issue with social media is that you there are people that started at a young age, you know, in their bedroom taking, you know, making videos of themselves talking about fashion or beauty or whatever it is. And it's all well and good. You sort of develop a cult of personality in doing that. Which is a great thing if you can take it to the next level. Many of those people do start to develop a brand, and they may say, well, I'm going to make a clothing line. But the reality is they're not designers. They haven't had the training. And they may have the idea, but they do need someone to assist in carrying it out. And I think that's a big opportunity for today's grads to understand that, you know, that experience gained by working with someone who's smart, who knows what they want, but they need to have it come to fruition, and they need someone to do it, is a great opportunity for grads.
I'm curious how much of what you have done over the years has been guided by what you learned, what your own intuition was, your own instincts, if you will, and how much of it was directed by what you saw consumers wanting.
Well, it's in my situation, in my career, it was very important to listen to the consumer. Building a brand doesn't just happen with an idea that one has. A brand is built by experience, listening to your customer, understanding their needs, filling those needs, you know, respecting them, and then having them come back and want to buy more from you. And that's how a brand is built. And it's a really exciting opportunity, an exciting experience to live life that way. It's a challenge. It's for me, it was great because I love interacting with people and going in, you know, doing a trunk show and being in the fitting room and listening to their desires and their, you know, looking at them and seeing how things fit to help them, you know, flatter the parts that they want that are flatterable, that's a word, and, you know, to maybe disguise some of the areas that they don't want to show. So ultimately, you have to listen to the customer, understand what they want, and then make them feel really good about themselves, you know, wearing the clothes.
You just said you really enjoy the experience of going to a trunk show and doing this. One thing that I think you were not a big fan of was the full-on fashion show. What was it that did about those that didn't speak to who you were, who you are, and what you're about?
I think I certainly respect a fashion show, and I think that the idea of them has changed drastically through the years. I love an old-fashioned show. I follow sites on Instagram that will sometimes have a clip of an old show.
So what was the difference? What were fashion shows formerly about that maybe they're not now?
Well, back in the, you know, back in the day, they were about the clothes and the beauty of them and the fabric and the way that, you know, they were worn, I think. And it was about really selling the idea of the clothing as a real item that you could wear. And I think what's happened in a lot of cases today in a show, it's more about the pageantry and the excitement and the, again, you know, what is the purpose of the show? Is it to, you know, back, you know, early, in the early days, it was more about selling your product to the store, to the buyer. You know, they didn't really sell as much directly to consumers. Now, designers can, you know, they have those opportunities. It's not even so much about selling to the store. It's more about going direct to the customer. So it's a big expense. And really, the way that my business was, it wasn't necessary to have a show. We had a showroom, and the store buyers would come to the showroom every month and view the line. Certainly, we'd have a model in the showroom and to try things on so they could see how things looked.
In the middle of all this is Fashion Week here in Milwaukee, which is one of the reasons that you're here while you are, and
right.
And Mount Mary being a key player in the fashion world here. What are you hoping that either you or Mount Mary students get out of this this week that begins soon?
Well, Milwaukee Fashion Week is really an exciting opportunity for Mount Mary and its students because, you know, as an institution, we would like to partner and collaborate with some of these events, these fashion events that happen in Milwaukee. So Milwaukee Fashion Week showcases local designers and their products. And it's a really exciting opportunity for our students to volunteer as dressers, as runners. Mount Mary hosted a rack check for Milwaukee Fashion Week, which meant that all the designers brought their collections to Mount Mary, and our students and some faculty analyzed them and had a checklist, and they had to pass certain quality points. And that was really great experience for our students because we do the same thing internally. We have a big show at the end of the school year. It's called Creo. And it's a great way for our students to showcase their own work. And working with Milwaukee Fashion Week, they get that experience to learn what's expected of a designer.
And for you being in this industry, I imagine it will be interesting to see Fashion Week play out in a much smaller setting than in Paris or Milan or New York.
Well, it's a lot easier for the buyer or the consumer.
Parking should be
case.
Easier anyway.
Right, and you don't need to be Ubering all over to multiple locations to see all the designers' work. It's all one runway, and it's a really exciting event, and I'm anxious to see some of the creativity that's coming out of the designers in Milwaukee.
Donna Rico, thank you so much, and let's talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Milwaukee native Donna Rico is a fashion designer and an executive fellow at Mount Mary University. You can find a link to more about the 4th annual Milwaukee Fashion Week, which begins tonight, at WUWM.com.
There's much more on offer over the coming months in Milwaukee. We'll preview the fall arts season with Milwaukee Magazine's Lindsay Anderson when Lake Effect continues in a moment on Milwaukee's NPR.